Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black from APM, where we turn up the voices of Black artists in the world of classical music. I'm Vernon Neal. The composer Coleridge Taylor Perkinson had an unusual, varied, and important career. Coleridge Taylor Perkinson was born in 1932. He was named after the Afro-British composer Samuel Coleridge Taylor. He was raised in New York City by his mother, who was active in music and the arts. Perkinson was kind of a piano prodigy. He went to the High School of Music and Art, where he started composing and conducting. After graduating, he studied education for a few years and then transferred to the Manhattan School of Music. He met composer Igor Stravinsky there. It's also when he developed an interest in jazz and popular music. And he was a baritone soloist in a number of New York churches. Did I mention he was also a conductor? He studied conducting in Europe, in the Netherlands, and at the famed Mozarteum in Salzburg. Back in America, he became one of the founders of the first racially integrated orchestras in the United States, New York's Symphony of the New World in 1965. He composed chamber, choral, and symphonic works. One critic called his music craftful and soulful, and another praised his music for expressing a natural voice unhindered by convention. He felt that as a Black composer, he was unlikely to have enough opportunities to make a career of classical music. So, Perkinson branched out and composed for television, stage, and film. One movie he wrote music for was a documentary about Martin Luther King Jr. called Montgomery to Memphis. He also wrote the music for the film A Warm December, directed by and starring Sidney Poitier. In the world of jazz and soul, Coleridge Taylor Perkinson worked as musical director for Marvin Gaye, Lou Rawls, and Harry Belafonte. He also played piano in drummer Hal Roach's jazz trio. Throughout his career, Perkinson advocated for the Black community, especially its performing artists. And his music stands as an example of original, beautiful, and wonderfully crafted compositions. This is Rhapsody in Black from APM, with technical assistance from Eric Shu-Romani and support from Julie Yamacher, Elizabeth Iverson, Andrea Blaine, Kevin O'Connor, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org or download episodes wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Vernon Neal.